Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's Friday. Your clock says 4:30. You know what that means. My buddy Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters stops by for our Outdoors Outlook. It is our weekly report to let you know if you're looking to get outdoors and do some fishing or hunting this weekend, where the hot spots are. It's sponsored by Nanticoke Outfitters, where you can book your next guided hunt or fishing trip today at nanticokeoutfitters.com. And Captain Dave, I know we've been talking the last couple of weeks about how well fishermen have been doing, that it seems like, you know, the fish are starting to come in, waters are starting to warm up a bit. Did the rain the last couple of days dampen that at all? And are you looking forward to maybe hitting some hot spots tomorrow?
Yeah, the rain definitely has dampened it a little bit. And it's interesting because we're at that area where our water temps have reached a nice level that makes the fishing much more active, but that rain is actually a colder water. So it's actually bringing the water temps down a little bit, which has slowed the fishing down a little bit. It was a little bit slower today, but tomorrow I do expect that to be a great day to get out and do some fishing. And I'll tell you, we have been killing it with the reds in the lower bay. The hot spot has been a sandy bottom with some grass in 3 to 5 foot of water. Between the reds and the big blue catfish that we've been catching on the Nanticoke and the Wicomico, we have been staying busy, and we've had some happy clients getting out there catching some nice fish. Now, the black drum, they're still starting to come in. They are all around the Pocomoke Sound, so that's a great opportunity for you as well. Now, in Ocean City, bluefish, rockfish, flounder, and tog are still consistent. You can catch them anywhere along the bridge. You can catch them anywhere along the jetties if you've got your boat. Everyone knows most of the hot spots by boat. If you don't know them, reach out to me. I'll tell you where to go. But as a reminder, Gary, the black sea bass season starts on May 15th, and tog goes out on May 16th. So you don't want to make a mistake there. Surf fishing in Assateague, that got really crowded this week because we had some good weather earlier in the week. Now that this rain's hit us, it's slowed down a little bit, but the fish are there. Folks are catching some really nice, mature striped bass, rockfish, as well as some drum. So that's worth taking a look at as well.
Nice. So it looks like you got plenty of options if you are trying to sneak some fishing in this weekend. I know we kind of joked about the fact that the rain is coming in likely again on Sunday, but might help keep some of our boys out of trouble. You get out, hit your fishing hole tomorrow, and then you make sure, despite the rain, that you won't be missing out by spending some time with Mom.
That's right. Get yourself back indoors on Sunday with Mom. That's a fact. And I tell you, the Delaware hunters, turkey ends tomorrow, so you've got no reason to miss any Mother's Day activities on Sunday. Maryland is still running through until May 23rd. Coming up, just to share some info on an event, May 24th to the 26th, it's the Smith Island Fishing Tournament. You should visit their Facebook page for more information and how to enter that tournament. But I tell you what, Gary, I've got to get myself going because with all this rain and everything we got going on, I've got a lot of equipment to put away. And I've got a turkey trip tomorrow.
Ooh.
I feel like I should be fishing, but I've got a turkey client coming in from out of town. And I hope he's got his rain gear because we're going to be getting wet this weekend. But as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.